Good morning, Paul Andrigo here. Just wanted to do a little bit of a bombshell video, I would call it. Obviously, if you're a fan or a follower, for that matter, of things that are going on around the world, the latest situation in Hollywood with the education scandal, paying recruiters, photoshopping their kids' heads onto the bodies of rowers and other athletes. To me, it blows my mind. But what it does, obviously, it tells me that the issue of scandals is something that, of course, will always be part of what's in the news. So today, what I wanted to do was the top five seller scams that so many of people that, again, I've been doing real estate in Toronto now, and hopefully you don't mind my $6 million man shirt, but I use that as my inspiration in real estate, $6 million man. So I've been doing real estate for 19 years now. So in that time, I've pretty much seen and, tried to unsee just about everything that goes on. And I still keep seeing the same things happening. I still, unfortunately, see a lot of you guys, normally smart people, a lot of times you're getting sort of fooled by certain things that you really shouldn't be. So my job today is going to be via the video here that I'm doing, which is I'm going to be focusing more on the IGTV broadcasting, so using the Instagram television for things like this and for my property tours as well. So stay tuned. But today I'm going to be doing the top five seller scams that you need to be aware of and make sure that you do not get sucked under one of these, and sitting there at a table signing paperwork when you don't know all the details. And that's really the biggest part about getting registered at mysoldreport.com, is to make sure that you get this report so we can go over this together. And then after that's done, make your decisions. Again, I want, there's two things I really want for you in the process. And it might sound kind of corny, but I want joy for you in this process. I really want you to have joy, and I want you to have results. Those two things are sound very basic, but they're huge for me. And the joy part is a really big part for me. So number one, the free staging scams. I've seen these now for years. Some of the people doing them have become, literally like Shakespeare about explaining, what they are. So here it is. There is no such thing as free staging. Nobody is giving you a rented couch. I call up, rented couches and plastic flowers and, used Hollywood couches. I call them. No one's giving you those for free. So when you see these free staging signs on people's real estate things, free staging, free this and for that, the reality of it is it's not free, it's included in their marketing. That's what they do. So to understand what it is, and obviously to be making a huge life decision over, a couple of $100, and I've talked to the people that do this. I've seen some of the written breakdowns, between $500 to $1,000 in terms of value. In most cases, for things like that, to be making a huge life decision over those numbers, $500 or $1,000 is really not the smartest move you're going to make, especially when you're talking about millions of dollars and possibly leaving millions of dollars on the table. So I don't do any of that. I don't do any discounting and I don't do any free staging. I don't use any of that to basically fool you into working with me. And there's no small prints as well. That's another thing that I've seen before, is a lot of times you'll see that, again, this free thing includes some small print, that meaning that you'll have to pay back a certain amount if the property doesn't sell. All these strings attached that really should not be part of the process. In my opinion, not only should you have the best realtor possible on your side, you should also have the best designers, decorators, architects, anybody that you need consulting you. And that's the one thing that I will do differently than everyone else. I'll make sure I line up two or three of the best decorators, designers, the people in the city who do this for a living, who actually get paid to do that, versus hiring an electrician to do your plumbing work. So, and again, as a realtor, I know what I'm good at. I'm good at, you know, showing my clients their properties, analyzing the numbers on that level. But as far as the designing part, I leave that to somebody else. And again, I use the analogy of letting the, you know, hiring a plumber to do electrical work. Coming from a construction family, and those of you out there who understand the analogy, you'll know that some people actually do this. They hire the plumber to do the electrical work, the electrician to do the plumbing, just because they're trying to, you know, save money and skip a few steps. But when you do that, you're obviously skipping some of the most important steps that I really don't want you to be doing. So that's really the main thing. And if you really want to, challenge the free staging offer, then ask for the free staging and the free painting without the listing, and see what happens. See if you get all the things that you're supposed to get for free without signing up for the listing. I'm quite sure, I'm probably 100% sure, you'll get a resounding no. So right off the bat, skip that person, talk to me instead. So that's number one. Number two, the threat, I guess I would call it, of the, oh, I'll make sure that I have open houses for you right up until your property's sold. It's a threat. It is not an offer. Please do not be impressed by saying that. You do not want your property being open housed, as they call it, every weekend because it's overpriced and the listing agent took the listing at an accelerated price. I was just dealing with this last night, and it's absolutely ridiculous. When a listing is taken and it's overpriced, what's happened is the listing agent has bought the listing, and I use those elements there. So they bought the listing, and eventually they might be able to chop it down and bring it down to the price they, you know, that will eventually sell. But they've set an expectation level that is almost unreal. And I was just dealing with this last night for a property that should be priced in the 1.5, 1.6 range, but it's about 1.8. And we went in at a really great offer and had a very interesting back and forth with this particular person. So, and I don't, you know, I don't bother naming names. I just, you know, I literally just keep moving. I stay in my lane, and I would prefer that most of you stay in yours. And most of them who are dealing with me on the other side definitely know that they shouldn't mistake my kindness for weakness. And that's a really big thing that, again, anybody that I'm dealing with normally knows that. When you look me in the eyes and, you know, we talk face to face, you'll see, you know, I'm coming from a good place. I deal with incredible, incredible buyers that are literally, like, you know, probably the most cash strong buyers in the neighborhood right now. And I want to make sure that they're coming to you if you're selling as well. And of course, I make sure I connect with the other agents who have those kind of buyers, because I really want to make sure the experience is nothing but great for you. So instead of the threat of the open houses until you die, which is kind of what it is, there's actually one property I'm aware of that's on its 12th. How do you do that with two hands? 12th listing. Since 2017, they've relisted, dropped the price, did an offer date, didn't work, up again, down again. And it's on my blacklist for so many reasons, just because, you know, the sellers let that happen. The agent that was involved, and there's actually been two or three now, I personally wouldn't even take this listing. It's so stigmatized now, that is literally beyond repair. So that's one of the biggest mistakes you can make. So instead of the open houses nonstop, what I do differently, and this is going to be, again, sort of give you the comparison, what I would rather do and add way more value is I do a massive grand opening event. And this is, again, like the sort of the biggest street party, you know, showcase for your home, to make sure that every single person that's supposed to be in your house is in that house in a very condensed period of time. Usually the weekend that we launch is when this is going to happen. Sometimes it's Saturday, Sunday, sometimes it's both, depending on, you know, the research I've done in the neighborhood. So I want to make sure that you guys understand that there's so much more that you might be missing. Now, and think about, I use the analogy of, you know, I grew up in Toronto in the 90s, and you know, hung out downtown, went to different clubs and things like that. So one of the things that, and the pubs, and one of the things I remember is that the ones with the lineups outside the door were the ones that were always the busiest. So what I try to do with my listings is I set that lineup up. So I actually have an ice cream cart. I've got two actually in my garage right behind me, if you believe it, because they've been so popular and so successful that I've got one for charity, for schools, for personal use for clients, and I've got another one that I use for events. So basically, yeah, I'm all set up there. Whether it's pizza, pop, you know, just like anything to do with like that brings people out and really makes like the day amazing. That's really the big thing. That's number two. So that's really grand openings instead of open houses. Just do not be fooled by that and don't be swayed. Number three is to make sure that you are on my podcast. So whether it's this thing you're seeing, or you're listening to my podcast, which is the Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered podcast. Sorry, I just had to show my my daughter's Father's Day coffee mug that starts my day every morning and really gives me the right kind of fuel to get started. So being on my podcast, I just hit 10,000 total plays. If you were to type in Spotify, Toronto Real Estate, you're going to see me. So I'm on a platform, and that means when you're working with me, when you're selling with me, you're on the same platform as me that has over 70 million listeners. So on top of the podcast, you are also automatically put onto the Zillow platform, which is again the huge property platform in the US with over 180 million unique visitors every month. Now, I know these numbers very well. So the fact is, if you're not working with me, you're missing out on 180 of those 180 million unique visitors, plus another 70 million unique, listeners on Spotify, 70 million plus. So you're missing out on, again, more than you probably know, because you've never been explained this stuff. Now, if you're in real estate now, and this is why, again, you see me doing this, I'm not 100% comfortable with doing videos or anything else, but I'm doing them because I know how important it is to be your own media company. There's different specialists over the years who have sort of talked about this. So if I'm not putting out these messages, and they're not fancy at all, believe me. I mean, you know, I probably should have shaved, but I woke up, I made my coffee, and I wanted to make sure I was talking to you guys right away. So to understand that, you know, when you're hiring a realtor, you need to hire your own media company. You cannot just be hiring somebody that doesn't see it that way and they're not treating their business that way, because to me, they're doing a part-time job. And a lot of you are hiring people that are doing a part-time job. You really need to stop. It really needs to be over. Number four is the fact that I've already pre-arranged thousands of dollars in discounts for you guys, for everything from moving to painting to furniture sales to everything that I can possibly think of that you'll need, including like discounts for things like tickets and events and hotels and all this kind of cool stuff that you're gonna need when you're moving. So why would you start the process over again? And a lot of times when you're working with a realtor, you're having to literally look for this stuff one by one. When you're signed up with me, you get a list of 20 plus pre-arranged discounts and offers valued in the thousands that you get literally just for working with me. It's a no-brainer. It's about the easiest part of the process. And the last, number five, I always say that you deserve to be treated like a king or queen. When you own a property, you've worked hard to get to that point. So why shouldn't you be treated like a rock star? I have on my team somebody by the name of Tara Stubbins. She owns a company called Take It Easy Toronto. She is a world-class concierge service, the absolute, not just the nicest person that you're ever going to meet, but also one of the best helpers in this process. And that's the thing about understanding what real estate really is. It's not just about hiring somebody, definitely not for my face, not for anything else, but to have the right helper, someone that can make sure that you're able to, do all these things that are supposed to be part of the process. I really want to make sure that you guys understand that having a world-class concierge, having 5 hours of her time as part of working with me as a buyer or seller, makes it just, again, that adds thousands of dollars of value to just the fact that your time is actually more valuable than just about anything else. So when you're moving, whether it's an upsize, a downsize, a relocation, whatever it is, to have the right people, and this is really, really, really critical. You guys gotta understand this. Really critical to make sure you have the right people on your side, on your team, helping you do this. And these are the things that I've invested in over the years to create this ultimate package for you guys, of literally, like, there's some things on here, of course, that I've talked about that no one else can possibly offer: the podcast, the concierge service, the pre-arranged discounts that I've arranged as well over the years. So thanks for tuning in. Those are my top five seller scams that you need to be aware of, and you have to make sure that you're getting your maximum value. When you're paying someone to sell your property, which most of you are, you have to realize that unless you're getting the value from that, the cost is going to exceed the value. It has to be the other way around. The value has to far exceed the cost. Same thing with your property, by the way. So if I'm selling your property and it's a $2 million house, it can't look like a $2 million house. It has to look like a $2.5 million house. So making sure I have the right people there, those who actually know what those houses look like, not just somebody who ripped a page out of a magazine and said, well, this will work. So you really want to have that formula, and it's already done. The formula's already been put in place for years for my clients, breaking sold records on, literally all parts of the, from Oakville to Oshawa to Richmond Hill, you name it. It's all already in place. All you've got to do is get started. So mysoldreport.com, tune in, get your property report card started, because again, I call them that, my report cards, because you really want to make sure that you're ready for this. So thanks for tuning in today. Hopefully you enjoyed this show.